Tim, I guess I'll start out. I'll ask you just to remind us what sort of conditions were prevailing at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake that necessitated the order to be put in place in the first place.
Yeah, the conditions back in 2017 were horrific. Guards were regularly using pepper spray on the children there as young as 13 and 14. They were locking boys in solitary confinement for weeks or months at a time as a form of discipline. They were regularly engaging in strip searches, conditions that the judge at the time, Judge Peterson, in a federal judge in Madison, called worse than the conditions that Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was experiencing in federal maximum security prison.
Absent the federal consent decree, what sort of assurances can Wisconsinites have that these sorts of things won't reoccur?
An important part of what we accomplished in the lawsuit was an agreement to put the key provisions of the consent decree, like the abolition of the use of pepper spray and the abolition of extended solitary confinement. Those provisions are now in the administrative code that governs how the Department of Corrections treats incarcerated youth in our state.
Governor Evers mentioned today in announcing this, there is still a long way to go. And I guess maybe in closing, I just asked you to comment on what needs to happen in order for Lincoln Hills, Copper Lake to close and what the new facilities hopefully will allow for.
Well, what needs to happen is we need to get these smaller facilities that are located close to where the youth's homes and families were. So in Dane County, in the Milwaukee area, so that they can be close to their families and support networks. The legislature came together in a bipartisan manner to say Lincoln Hills should have been closed by 2022. And now, 4 years later, it still looks like we are years out. So we need the legislature to renew its commitment along with the governor to get these smaller residential facilities built and implemented.
Tim, those were the only questions I had for you this afternoon. Unless there's anything else relevant at this point that you think bears mentioning.
No, I think that's it.
Thank you
for your interest, Bob.
Thank you for taking the time. Have a good evening.